S. Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
In the OKU Mugs, you're going to get fixed department.
Stanley is recalling more than 2.5 million travel mugs because they pose a, quote, burn hazard. The recall involves Stanley's switchback and trigger action travel mugs. The lid threads can shrink when exposed to heat, causing that lid to detach. Consumers should immediately stop using mugs and contact Stanley to receive a free replacement lid. Michelle France in ABC News.
The end of the year has brought a sudden and steep rise in the number of unemployed Americans filing first-time paperwork for jobless benefits. In the week ending December 7th, 242,000 claims were filed, 17,000 more than the week before. Cooling demand for labor means that more people were collecting unemployment checks at the end of November than at the beginning of this year.
ABC's Jim Ryan. That report and another that showed inflation higher at the wholesale level led to Wall Street's major indexes closing lower. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Packers get ready for the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in prime time again in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith has good receivers and likes to throw deep. I talked to Packers safety Xavier McKinney.
I've gone against him before. He does a good job of looking off. That's something that I noticed that's pretty big. I think he's had some turnovers this year, but he's a really good quarterback. He knows how to improvise plays. He knows how to win. I think that's the best attribute when you have a quarterback is, you know, getting a quarterback that can will your team to a win no matter what.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers hope to snap a 3-game losing streak as they head to Indianapolis today to face the Butler University Bulldogs tomorrow, tip-off time at 1:30. That'll be followed by Bucks basketball from Las Vegas when they play the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals of the NBA Cup tournament. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska for the NCAA Regionals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter and Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and light winds of the overnight as temperatures tumble between 0 and 5 below. Sunshine will help to warm us up a bit on Friday, upper teens of the afternoon. More clouds Friday night. We'll see a chance of rain developing on Saturday. Right now, it's 1.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Annie Vanderpool, the writer, lawyer, creator of the Shero, as in she and hero, the Shero.substack.com newsletter on Substack. It's free. It's something you really want to sign up for. She's also over on Blue Sky at Girls Really Rule. So check that out, too. Amy, welcome back to the program. Tell us this piece you wrote a couple of days ago over on your Shero.substack.com newsletter is extraordinary. How did Trump win? It's the, you know, one of the big questions that's been asked, as opposed to how did Democrats lose, which I think that this is the really the correct question. What have you learned?
Oh, Tom. Well, it's good to talk to you again. I haven't learned enough, and I think that's what's driving me to keep, you know, looking back through all of the work I've done, because I think, like a lot of other people, we're sort of, you know, in this whole zeitgeist of what really happened, you know, what really was that? And like you, I have a real problem with saying that Kamala lost this. Sorry, I don't feel she did. I think she ran a perfect campaign. So we have to sort of look back into how this happened, but more than that, how we were so wrong about our perceptions of what was happening as it was happening. Mm-hmm.
So in your article, well, let's start with your working theory. You say, my working theory is that there is something bigger, a smarter network behind the surface of Trump's plan that's really in charge and making covert moves that will stun the world once we find out who is behind them. What
right.
do you mean?
Well, I think in any scenario, when you want to find out who's pulling the strings on something and it's not easily visible, you follow the money. I mean, that's kind of an easy, basic sure. rule. And we've been doing that a lot with the Trump administration in the past. And I think it's sort of easy to, once we realize we followed the money and that the money is attached to this sort of entity or this entity, even when it's elusive, we sort of just go with that and say, okay, well, that's good enough. That gives me an idea of who's coming at us and what their agenda is. But this is different. This is bigger. And I don't know if it's, I have a real problem saying that this Republican Party, with its level of current organization, was able to win this election. In the way they did. Now, I'm not somebody who's quickly jumping to, oh, they cheated. I mean, we don't have anything at this point that in any way, you know, tips us off that this isn't a legitimate election. So I'm not willing to go down that road yet. Without that information, what else do we have? What else do we have to look at? Well, we know money's involved, but where is the money coming from? And what is the entity specifically? I mean, it's really easy to kind of just throw assumptions around. Okay, well, Vladimir Putin's got a lot of money. Okay, Elon Musk has been throwing a lot of money at things. Okay, you know, a lot of these people that have common interests are throwing money at things. But this election was won in such a way. I don't know.
Elon Musk put in $270 million.
But what about
the Conservative Partnership Institute? You specifically call them out in your article.
I do. Well, and I know that the Conservative Partnership Institute is this kind of summer camp thing that Republicans were working on all summer leading up to the election. And I think it was sort of, it was attached to Project 2025, and it was, you know, they were funding it through the Heritage Foundation, which is how they do a lot of stuff. And they were sort of getting everybody aligned with Trump policies to get ready for a Trump administration. And I think a lot of people, especially reporters, weren't taking a solid look at it at the time, because it was sort of like, okay, well, we'll look into this if it becomes a problem or if it actually is something. But to me, it's kind of an indicator that there is something already in play. I mean, Project 2025 has been around for a minute. And once the Democrats brought it out and started talking to everybody about it, people didn't seem that terribly interested. So my whole theory is, well, they're doing this all in public. Nothing's really covered anymore, because Trump has pretty much proven that you can do a lot of things illegally and not get caught if you're smart about how you do it. And I don't think they're afraid of being seen anymore. I think they think it makes them look proactive or smart in some way. And I know they're not. We know they're not. We know they're not intelligent as a group. So who's really running this? I mean, Mark Meadows is heading a lot of the Project 2025 stuff and a lot of the stuff with the Heritage Foundation. He's kind of the liaison, which that's what he did in the Trump administration as chief of staff, right? And he's helping with the CPI thing. But I mean, Tom, does Mark Meadows to you seem like, you know, the mastermind of something so big that could sweep this election? Was it just one thing? Was it all the money in the right place at the right time? Was it just this cosmic luck factor? Was it really just the voters?
Was it the Koch empire?
Exactly. And clearly the voters are out of touch, but how out of touch are they? That's the other concern I have. Like, we're going to have to rehabilitate our whole society and figure out how we develop going on from here so this doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
And how are we going to do that if we can't pinpoint where exactly things went wrong and that we never really had a sense that things were going wrong?
Well, let me give you a hot take, and I'd love to get your thoughts on it. We have... in the United States, over the last 4 years, we have seen arguably the best economy since the 1960s in many ways. I realize there's still problems and all that kind of stuff. But the Harris Polling Organization did a poll a few months before the election, and they found that 55% of Americans at that time thought the economy was shrinking, even though we had seen some of the fastest economic growth in the 20th, you know, in the last 100 years. Fully half of Americans, 49%, thought the stock market was down. At the same time, it was up 24% just this year, or just last year, and 12% this year. The same percentage, 49% of Americans, believed that unemployment was at a 50-year high when it was actually at a 50-year low. 72% of Americans, and this is just 3 months before the election, thought inflation was increasing when, in fact, it had gone from a high of 9% at the end of the Bush administration, or at the end of the Trump administration and the early Biden, all the way down to less than 3%. And as a result of these false beliefs, 56% of all voters, including Democrats, although it was mostly Republicans, believed that the economy was in a recession on Election Day. Whenever you have an economy genuinely in a recession on Election Day, the incumbent party always loses. I mean, it's been that way since the 1920s. It's always the case. So somehow, half of Americans were convinced that up is down, that black is white, that round is square, whatever. And I think that you can lay an awful lot of this at the feet of a small handful of billionaires, including Rupert Murdoch and Elon Musk. What say you?
Well, I say that the evidence we have that supports your conclusion is just look at the way Twitter has been behaving, what's happened at Twitter in
the last. That's why I said Elon Musk.
Exactly. So he's taken that over, and he did that strategically at the exact right time, you know, a couple years before the next big election, so that he can, you know, suss everything out and really use the platform to serve his own purpose, which a lot of people knew he was doing, but it didn't contradict what their agenda was, so it was okay. And I get all of that, but did that... I guess maybe my problem is I have a hard time accepting that the American public in general is just so uneducated and so
well in this context,
by the information that's fed to them.
Yeah, in this context, let me ask a rhetorical question if, as Donald Trump did virtually every day of his presidency the last time, if Joe Biden had walked out in front of the White House every day throughout the last 4 years, or if Kamala Harris had done it instead because she doesn't stutter, and held a little mini press availability and said, look at what we just did on the economy. Look at how many jobs we just got. Look at this program we just passed. Instead of relying on the New York Times and CNN to report it, which they never did, don't you? And if Biden had referred to inflation as the Trump inflation or the Trump tariff inflation or the Trump tax cut inflation every single time he used the word inflation, I'm of the opinion that Donald Trump would not be preparing to go to the White House right now. What do you think?
Would have been closer. I mean, we all knew this was going to be a close election regardless. We all knew it was going to be tight. And that's because people don't truly know that the economy is working for them on paper until they see it in their pocket.
Right, but that's my point. If the Democrats had been messaging you know, even 10% as well as Republicans' message, I don't think it would have been close at all.
Exactly. But we were messaging really well, though, toward the end. We were
106 days.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But that 106 days, the things that got done and the exuberance and the excitement and the optimism and the just the difference in a feeling for how that happened. See, I'm of the opinion that, yes, it was the marketing and it was all of these players like Musk and everybody else. But they couldn't have achieved what they did if they didn't have a group or society that wasn't already so exhausted and beaten down and tired and simply didn't care anymore.
Well, and they had the infrastructure that Charles Koch has been funding, and before that, his brother David, for decades. I mean, there's a state policy center in every single state. There's think tanks all across the country. You got the Heritage
Foundation. Well, you tell me, Tom, who do you think is the real... who's pulling the puppet strings on everything? I mean, is it a group of people? It can't be too big of a group of people, because then it would get just really chaotic and strange. And they seem very focused and organized right now, which is something they have never been able to achieve.
I think it's a handful of libertarian billionaires. David Sachs and Elon Musk and Charles Koch and, you know, these guys, they all adhere to, you know, Ayn Rand and libertarian philosophy. They're all big fans of it, as far as I could tell. And you go back and look at David Koch's, you know, platform in 1980, and that's what they're going to try and do this time.
I need more than that. Yeah. I want more than that. I want to know down to the who, and maybe that's the lawyer in me, I don't know, but I want to know who did what, when, where. Well, you know, I want to know, clearly the money came from those people.
Sure.
But I want to know where the organizational structure is, because if we're going to take it down, we have to figure out a way to fight it. Yeah. And we can't.
Nancy McLean has done some just brilliant work. I don't know if you've read Democracy in Chains or not, but it's really that and Dark Money by Jane Mayer. Those two books are just really, really vital. Amy Vanderpool, the newsletter, shiro.substack.com. You can find it. Amy, so thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Yep.
Bye.
shero.substack.com. 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Every time I vote, I get so mad. The billionaires are laughing, it's so sad. They bought the laws, they bought the game, and now they're selling us all shame. All up for Christmas is my democracy back, my democracy back, my democracy back, back from the billionaires and the sleazy pack. Oh, please give me my democracy back.
23 minutes past the hour. This is fascinating. Alina Haba has been appointed by Donald Trump as counselor to the president, the chief legal advisor to the president. And she recently complained, quote, nobody's breaking up families. Nobody's targeting individuals and making sure that one or the other goes out. That didn't happen. That doesn't happen under President Trump. It didn't happen before. But you do not have the right to come here to endanger us or not come in the right way. So families were not separated before under Donald Trump. She then adds, I can assure you that Trump's borders are Tom Holman. He's looking out for us. And child trafficking is something he's spoken about extensively. And that's why he wants to get families, if they will cooperate, out of the country in the right way. Now, all that sounds really sweet. Like she's saying, oh, you know, we're not going to do family separation, which means they're going to deport entire families. So if you've got a family where one member of the family isn't a citizen, say they're here on a green card and Donald Trump decides to get rid of the green card, he also wants to get rid of, you know, birthright citizenship, being born in the United States and you get citizenship, which raises an interesting question. Ivana, who is the mother of Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, became a U.S. citizen in 1988. But all three of them were born before that. Don Jr. was born in 77, Ivanka in 81, and Eric in 84. So their mom was not a citizen when they were born. So if we're going to revoke birthright citizenship, and we're going to deport families where, you know, the kids really don't have citizenship anymore because we did away with their birthright citizenship, when do we deport the Trump family? Inquiring minds want to know. Meanwhile, our crazy alert for the day, and this is genuinely crazy, down in Texas, they're trying to outlaw selling sex toys in Walmart, Target, and CVS stores, you know, big stores, but they already have a law in place that says that you may not own more than 6 dildos in Texas. Why? I don't know. It's Texas. You know, it's run by Republicans. Actually, they claim that if you have more than 6 dildos, that's intent to distribute. Seriously. I'm serious. And distributing dildos is apparently, like, big bad. So, what can you say? Back in 2016, students at the University of Texas, in an anti-gun protest, because they couldn't show up with guns, showed up with dildos, thousands of dildos. Totally freaked out the Republicans in Texas. They were horrified. Oh, my God, don't show pictures of that. Yeah, the organizers wrote, you would receive a citation for taking a dildo to class before you'd get in trouble for taking a gun to class. Heaven forbid the penis. There you go. What can you say? It's Texas. It's Republicans. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. What's on your mind today? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news, and I'm preparing to talk to some of you smart people right after this.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news, the great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter in Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwab, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and light winds of the overnight as temperatures tumble between 0 and 5 below. Sunshine will help to warm us up a bit on Friday, upper teens of the afternoon. More clouds Friday night. We'll see a chance of rain developing on Saturday. Right now, it's 1.
The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel cost. I crash on people's couches. Right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are correct. Thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop, holding my pants up, because they would literally go down. And twice, people stop me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
You know, you got to face reality. Picking up your calls here, Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Earlier you were talking with a caller from, I believe it was Marinette, Wisconsin, talking about farmers, mm-hmm. you know, that voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they have amnesia in that from the first time Trump was in. They had forgotten the fact that back then they had a bit of a raise in suicides as a there had been like nearly 700 dairy farms in 2019 that they had foreclosed on, and that was the highest number.
As a result of his tariffs, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, the tariffs were at that time he tried to do it, and China said, screw it, and they went to elsewhere that time. And then he had, well, like they said, the farmers had been wrestling with a combination of problems over the last few years, including an industry transition towards a factory farm model.
Mm-hmm.
Falling milk prices and like you say with the tariffs and that and
yeah.
Plus they also had to get I believe the government had to give them $200,000 for mental health and depression back then.
Wow, and that, I didn't know about that.
And the milk, yeah, and the milk dropped from $26.60 per 100 pounds in September of 2014 to an average of $16.76 per hundred from January 2018 through June 2019, you know, so
mm-hmm.
he, and that, and the, what was it, income had declined 22%,
yeah.
you know, between 2012 and 2017.
I have a feeling that the red states are in for a big surprise. Now, what's going to mitigate that is that about 70 or 80% of all the benefits from Joe Biden's massive construction projects, the infrastructure stuff, trillions of dollars that's going to be spent on, is going to be spent in red states, an awful lot of that benefit. And Donald Trump, of course, just like every Republican in the country who all voted, 100% of them voted against this stuff, but they love to show up at, you know, groundbreaking ceremonies and ribbon-cutting ceremonies and claim credit for it. Donald Trump will, I predict, and I base this on past behavior because he did it before. He took credit for all kinds of stuff that Obama did. He is going to take credit for this, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be a shock to the system, Dave. I really think it is.
Hey, Tom, real quick before you get off. Talking about the United Health,
mm-hmm.
is it any wonder that the young man doesn't want to get extradited? Because he's still not supposed to be innocent until proven guilty here, but everybody calls him the shooter. You know, what about the alleged shooter, you know? And
well, I think it's fairly obvious.
Isn't it for a jury of 12?
Technically it is, Dave. You're absolutely right. And if I was a news organization, if I was the New York Times, whenever I refer to him, I would call him the alleged shooter. But there's no doubt in my mind that he did it. And he's basically confessed to it. And they caught him with the gun. And, you know, they caught him with the manifesto and the whole bit. So, I feel safe calling him the shooter. But you're right, Dave.
Okay.
Thanks a lot
right,
for the call.
Have a good one, Tom.
Yeah, you too. Tom in Lebanon, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Oh, Tom, I keep getting
every time somebody says Tom, I think it's me on the line. But anyway,
it's a great name.
Yeah, it is. That's right. Anyway, I like the way yours is smelled better, though. It's more distinctive. But well, anyway,
feel free to copy. But
anyway, I have a point. I have a point that I haven't seen, and I think it's a connection between what happened with the shooter, you know, with Mangione and what happened. It's because of AI. I should get to the point. AI. I found that, you know, United Healthcare was on record for having the most denials, and that they're using AI.
That's right.
To deny.
They used to hire doctors who would evaluate every claim, and the criticism was that some of these doctors were basically just rubber stamping denials to the tune of, you know, many of them a minute. But now they've gotten around that by, apparently, according to some press reports I've read, by using AI. I don't know anything about the details of it. It would be interesting to get Wendell Potter back to talk about it.
What I found was an article I found says, under Thompson's leadership, United Healthcare began using AI to automate claim denials,
yes,
resulting in patients being... Yeah, the thing is, but the important issue is that how many of these claims are, you know, life-saving procedures? In other words, you're giving AI the power over life and death.
Correct.
That is serious.
Correct.
And the thing, the other connection with Mangione, he's an expert on AI, his last job.
Yeah.
He was a teaching assistant at Stanford, and he was teaching students AI.
Yeah. And here's what's interesting is... In the Atlantic, yesterday, I believe it was, they have an article about this, and it says, and I'm quoting from the article, "The manifesto, according to a police report, says, frankly, these parasites simply had it coming. It then lists a few false or misleading statistics about America's healthcare system." Right? So it says that in the article in the Atlantic. The Atlantic then quotes from the manifesto, and this is the quote. This is what Luigi wrote. That the Atlantic says is false and misleading. Quote, "A reminder, the U.S. has the number one most expensive healthcare system in the world, yet we rank roughly 42 in life expectancy. United is the largest company in the U.S. by market cap, behind only Apple, Google, and Walmart. It has grown and grown, but has our life expectancy? Question mark. And I'm asking, what's misleading about that?
I know, it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, yeah.
I know, I read that before.
Yeah, good call, Tom.
He's exactly right. Yep. I mean, he's exactly right.
He is. He nailed it. I gotta move along here, Tom, but thanks for the call. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I was reading considering the source now, an article in Pravda today. Yesterday, Ukraine launched 6 U.S.-supplied attack missiles against an air base in Kaganrog, Russia. And the Russian or Pravda is claiming the attack was unsuccessful because the Russian Pantsir anti-missile defense system destroyed 3 missiles and deflected the other 3. Mm-hmm. And the only damage was caused by falling missile fragments, which injured several military personnel and destroyed some cars in a parking lot. But President Putin is so enraged that he's authorized retaliatory strikes against what he claims are U.S. military personnel in Ukraine who are providing, you know, technical support and targeting information. You know, as far as I know, President Biden's authorized, you know, private U.S. military contractors to do that, but not U.S. military personnel. And that would be a significant escalation if
it would.
We actually have military personnel there and the Russians kill or injure some of them.
But to the best of your knowledge, there are no U.S. military personnel in Ukraine right now, correct?
No, the only thing I've seen is President Biden's authorized private U.S. military contractors to do that work,
right. But
not U.S. military personnel.
So either Putin is conflating them or he's just blowing smoke at us as a rationale for more brutal bombing of Ukraine.
Exactly, right.
And Ukraine has only been using our missiles against military targets in Russia, to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, like an air base, that's a military target, right?
Exactly.
Whereas Russia or schools or apartments or anything like that.
Right, which is what Russia has been bombing in Ukraine in their genocide.
Yeah, since day one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Excellent point, George. Thank you for sharing that with us. We didn't have, our.
I was going to say, too bad we didn't have Mr. Hittner on today. Yeah, we could have asked him about that.
Yeah, Phil was not available, but you've been, you read Russian, you keep up on these things. Is in the last week anything happening in Ukraine and or Russia that you'd like to share with us beyond this?
Yeah, that was the only thing I could remember. I'm 76, so my memory's kind of. I'll share some with you next week if I can.
I'm getting there too. George, thank you very much for the call. Nice to hear from you.
Keep up the good work, Tom, and enjoy your program.
Back at you, George. Thank you. Dan in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I called. I have to strongly disagree with you.
Okay. You're more than welcome to.
Thank you. Yes, you are very good about that. You keep saying what the things that Trump is going to do when he gets into this. And basically, he cannot reach offices. I can give you the whole case in about 2 minutes, but you shouldn't be referring to him as the president or the president-elect. Everybody should be referring to him as the null candidate, Donald Trump.
The null candidate? N-U-L-L?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
of the 14th Amendment?
Yes.
Yeah, because he can't legally hold office. I agree with you, Dan. I just don't think that the Biden Justice Department will try to enforce it.
Well, let me lay my case out to you real quick.
Sure.
First of all, it went to the court, four separate courts. Started in the Colorado District Court.
Right.
Went to the Colorado Supreme Court. Also, the Illinois Supreme Court and the Maine Supreme Court, they all ruled on it.
Yep. And they all said Trump doesn't qualify to hold office, and therefore he can't be in the election. And the Supreme Court said, we're not going to address the issue of whether or not he can hold office. We're simply saying that this does not say that you can't be on the ballot. So he has to be on the ballot. And I'm saying, because the Supreme Court never said he can hold office, the Supreme Court never said he can be president, he can't be president. I completely agree with you, Dan, if that's your argument. I just, I just don't, who's going to enforce that? It would have to be President Biden and Merrick Garland, and I don't think they're going to do it.
Yes. Well, it doesn't have to be Merrick Garland. All it has to do is be President Biden. And there is out there, let me give you an answer. This is something that is not in the Supreme Court's opinion, and nobody's talking about it. And it's Title 18, Section 2383, and basically it is a statute, which I'm going to read this. I know you don't, but it's short. It's like two sentences. It says, whoever incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid or comfort thereto, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States.
That's correct. It's the Insurrection Act. Yeah.
That's a statute. So basically, the administrative branch of the government is responsible for executing
which is controlled by the President of the United States, by Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And that's why it's. I just don't think it's going to happen. In fact, I'm quite certain it's not going to happen. It should.
I'm trying to work my way up, Dan.
Take it to the Supreme Court again if you want, but it should. I mean, this is why the media doesn't refer to it as an insurrection or a coup. They refer to it as a riot. It wasn't a riot. It was an attempted coup. It was an insurrection.
But it's been adjudicated. It's been adjudicated, and basically the Supreme Court. They do certiorari on cases. They only take 5% of them, and they take them for two main reasons. One is that it's a national interest, and two is that it's something that hasn't been taken yet.
Or three, because they want to change some, law in a right-wing crackpot way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we can't get around the point that we're cracked.
Yeah, Dan, I'm out of time here. I'm sorry. That hard break there, I can't control. But thank you for the call. I totally understand what you're saying, and everybody is welcome to disagree with me, of course. But I don't think that we're disagreeing, other than on the probability of this happening, and I put that at zero. I really do. Sadly.
It's a terrible commentary on the cowardice of this administration.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
48 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac Counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you. And highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, you ever exercise and watch your diet, trying to get your cholesterol numbers down, and just nothing seems to happen?
Well, your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbarine. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbarine.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com, and the code to get 15% off is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Take a look at the laws they pass, banning books in mass and stoking fear of those they don't control. It's beginning to look a lot like fascism, cops with riot gear. But the scariest sight to see is the hate they spread so free, year by year. A gag on your speech.
Welcome
and
back.
A
54 minutes past the
hour,
picking up your calls here. Ms. V in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Ms. V, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
So I called about this before, but I didn't go on the air because I didn't have time. But and I haven't heard about this anywhere else, and I came across it by mistake. Why is nobody talking about that the Trump Taj Mahal was fined $10 million for money laundering on March
6, 2015. Yep, money laundering for the mob. Or was it for the Russians?
This was 2 days after his bankruptcy was approved on March 4, 2015.
Right. I don't know why the media does not want to talk about Donald Trump's crimes, Ms. V. I just don't know why. It makes me nuts. That is the simple reality. So, you know, thank you for pointing that out. It needs to be part of the public record, and you put it there. Thank you. Bill in Etheridge, Tennessee. Hey, Bill, I have a little less than a minute. You got a quickie?
Yes, sir. Donald Trump is in big trouble when it comes to Texas. He can't take any of his staff or any of his friends because everybody that deals with that man is a dildo, and they are used as needed.
So Donald Trump can't bring more than six friends to Texas?
Yeah, he's in trouble.
That's your assertion.
Oh. You have a good one, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. You just made my day. That was Donald Trump. There's an absolute limit on how many of Donald Trump's associates, shall we say, he can bring with him to Texas. Oh, there we are. There goes the end of the show. Perfect, Bill. Perfect. Thanks a lot for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, or it ain't democracy. It's something else. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Spread the word. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An American who vanished in Europe months ago has been found in Damascus, Travis Timmerman. ABC's James Longman in Syria.
The Missouri native was found walking barefoot in the street following the fall of the Assad regime after rebel fighters broke him out of prison, where he'd been held for 7 months.
I was imprisoned in a cell by myself, and in the early morning of this Monday, or the Monday of this week, They took a hammer and they broke my door down.
Timmerman vanished from Hungary earlier this year and says he was arrested after illegally crossing into Syria from Lebanon on a Christian pilgrimage.
Since the rebel coup, Syrians are looking through prisons. His family hopes they'll find the missing American journalist, Austin Tice, who disappeared in 2012. The man charged with killing the UnitedHealthcare chief executive was not a client of the medical insurer and may have targeted it because of its size and influence as a senior NYPD official. Wall Street had a down day. This is ABC News.